information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Ah! Oh, my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to This Week's Criticast. My name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure being here with you on yet another week and end of a week, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's going to happen. Anyway, yeah, this week's show, what have we got for you? I've got the DJ C-Mac five in top five tracks. In 1 minute, he plays the top five tracks that should be making the headlines in Zimbabwe. What am I talking about this week? First, I'm going to go through the news. And then later on, I'll talk about why I have dropped my totem and want nothing to do with it. And then also, I'm going to talk about what you need to know when you're dating a virgin. Yeah, things like that. Anyway, first and foremost, the first piece of news this week, it was a sad beginning to the weekend, when rising artist Atta Sarina Chibaya passed away in an accident coming from a show that was near Gweru somewhere. She was coming from a show in Shurugwe, and she just released her album, which made it all the more sad. So yeah, that sucked. And then at the end of the week on Thursday, members of the Johanna Masowe sect, clan, whatever you call it, had an accident, and in Harare near Kwazana, a combi that they had hired slammed into the back of a haulage truck, and they two died, and about 24 were had to be sent to hospital to get checked and all that other stuff. Six are in intensive care. So yeah, that situation is still a bit dicey. Also, speaking still on the issues of death, John Shoes Moshoe, I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyway, he was a South African legend who played for South African football player. And I remember watching him in the 90s. He was magical. He was an amazing player. He played for Bafana Bafana when they won the Africa Cup of Nations in 1996. He sadly passed away as well at the age of 49, was it? Something like that. Yeah, he passed away after a long battle with cancer. Yeah, that's incredibly sad. And then in other news, we're just an update on the xenophobic attacks in South Africa. The South African National Defense Forces have been deployed in sections of KwaZulu-Natal, and it also been deployed in Alexandra, especially after the shooting of a Zimbabwean couple in that area. And what was also disturbing was the killing of a Mozambican man by the name of Emmanuel Sithole. Yeah, that was incredibly sad and captured in pictures. And what made it even more galling was people just standing around and watching it happen. Oh, this is horrible. Yeah, and also update, Kingsway Letini came out and kind of said, okay, let's stop xenophobia. He spoke against it, and he said, chillingly, that if I had spoken and told my people to go and take down South Africa, the country would be in ashes. Not a good look. Not a good look. But let's focus on him saying that stop the xenophobic attacks and stuff like that. Yeah, that's it. But I still want an apology from him. That's what I would like. Not going to get it, but I'm hopeful. Happening this week, Cuthbert Dube, remember him? He had ducked out of the newspapers for a while. Well, he got a $3.4 million settlement awarded to him against, his former employer's Public Service Medical Aid Society. Of course, the society say that it is not going to pay that amount because his contract was terminated at the time. The arbitral award was made after it was decided that his contract was still valid. And people are mad at him and say, oh gosh, he's still fleecing this poor company. Well, I don't know. If you sign bad contracts with somebody, you've got to pay for them. You know, he's won his case in labor court and that sort of thing. Yeah, and besides, you should really be mad at the person that awarded him all those perks or whatever, for whatever reason and that sort of thing. Because, yeah, it was a board that did. He didn't just wake up and just award himself this stuff. And obviously that needed signing off from ministries and all that other stuff. Who knows? Also happening this past week, an Air Force plane of Zimbabwe plane crashed. Two pilots were in it before it crashed. They ejected, so yeah, they were safe. And in media news, ENCA's Africa division is closing, which means Africa 360 is being cancelled. This is due to costs and all that other stuff. And finally, in our piece of news for this week, the scientists have found a link between how much sex you have and how much money you earn. They said if you get sex between 2, 3, 4 times a week, you're likely to get 4.5% more in earnings in as far as that is concerned. And we're not talking about prostitutes here. They're saying just the regular person. They're saying the more happier you are in your personal life, then the more likely you are to be, get more money and make better decisions. Yeah. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, the name is Larry. You're listening to The Criticast. And right now I'm going to talk about that, what some people call a controversial decision to drop my totem. Yeah. Oh, some people be upset over it. Say, oh my God, there's been outrage. Oh, Larry, how can you do that? And some people say, well, Larry, God likes it with your conscience and all that stuff. And I call that all bullshit, to be honest. Why? Because, let's face it, a lot of what the reasons behind totems back in the days are no longer valid. Like, for example, they say, okay, we need to keep a pure bloodline to make sure people didn't marry within the, what you call it, in the same clan and whatever. Yeah, that's all very well and good when the population was 1,000 people, okay? Now we've got 13 million people. Not even, what if we're saying embellishing, we're talking about 8 million Shona people, if you want to be that, because indigenous people don't really use the caste system and all that other stuff. So, the totem system, not cast, before somebody decides to catch a baby here. So what I'm talking about here is when it is used for prejudice. And a lot of the times nowadays, a lot of the stuff that is associated with the totems is being used for prejudice. Like, for example, they say certain totems carry more weight than others because of some supposed lineage. And also adding to that, the fact that I've come across CEOs and business people say they won't give somebody a job because they are a so-called, or they will limit the level that person will get to in the company. So that person will have a ceiling simply because of some supposed totem. Now, I then proffered this question. I said, you know what? In the 1900s, early 1900s, and until 1930, 1950, even further, there was a lot of migration among people because they were trying to run away from, you know, all sorts of hardships that were taking place, and people go to new areas and adopt new totems, and for different reasons, some most of the times for security reasons, where they'll go to a different area and say, you know what, I know somebody who actually say their grandfather changed their totem 4 times. And members of the same family got like different totems because they went there and they were like, oh no, we might get killed, so we're just going to take up the totem of the area that we're in. Which essentially means that if we're talking about history and that sort of thing and bloodlines and forth, that actually thrown out the window. And add this to the fact that there was a report that came out last year that 70% of DNA tests, whether the child, the parentage of the child is contested, came back negative, which means 70% of those kids had the wrong totem. Now imagine waking up one day and you're told, oh, remember that thing where we said your grandfather was this guy? No, it actually is that other guy. Which means, are you now looking yourself at yourself based on some story, some, you know, a fairy tale story, an urban legend that you were told, or past legend, myth, or whatever, of what might have happened and transpired for you to be that person that you are? Now, having said that, you know, I'm not saying people out there shouldn't really look at their totems and say that I still want to be associated with that. This is a decision that I have made personally, and that has just taken a huge weight off my shoulders. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I'm dropping culture, okay? This is just an aspect of my culture that decided that I don't want to be associated with. There's a lot of other things that are great and awesome and all that other stuff, but remember, the past had its own prejudices that it decided to bring into, that we decided to bring in the future for whatever convenient reasons we wanted to. So, you know, I think the past would be very upset with us if we didn't decide to be progressive. If there are any aspects of our culture that I find non-progressive, I'm dropping them and adopting something else or creating something else. Because as I say all the time, tradition and culture, ideas and customs and all that other stuff, are just some made up bullshit that somebody came up with and they just caught on, and people in the future, the way we are just afraid to question it. And here's food for thought. Right now, just now, in South Africa, there's xenophobic violence that's taking place just because just some person who happened to come out of the right vagina, the convenient vagina, stood up on a podium and said, foreigners must pack their bags and go. Yeah, that's traditions, customs, culture, and all that other stuff for you. Do you really want to keep that?
As we go a little something like this. Hit it!
Another weekend. Is it just another weekend? Party yet and yet a time. Got these honeys keep peeking. Yeah, these honeys keep tweaking. Oh, wait, back a drop.
Ha ha ha, here. And Glenn Humber Corner. Mana yapa set to mama mia, no lies. Analia bayang chica mamba yela show.
Mali so chala sick ass, paga misses eye. Quake mic, funny rappers in.
Everybody, I'm a clown, Mr. Puto, Benz in a D.A. Mr. Puto.
My fana wangu, my jure wangu, ewe chori yangu, babu yangu, shuzura ndaja, my boy.
The way you whine and go down, making me get low.
Sagolewa.
The way you whine and go down, shaking up the dance floor.
Sagolewa.
The way you whine and down,
Sagolewa.
And you're listening to DJ C-Mac, a super DJ. There's a Pandit Trent here.
Yeah, that's DJ C-Mac's top five tracks you should be listening to from Zimbabwe right now. Shout out to him. And yeah, he'll be back next week, but catch him on Star FM every Friday, between 4:30 and 5 p.m. The name is Larry, you're listening to The Criticast, and now I'm going to talk about the relationship segment, and I'm going to talk about dating a virgin. You know, if... five reasons that some people came up with, that was Men's Health that said, oh, when you're dating a virgin or trying to have sex with a virgin, there's certain things you take into cognizance. First of all, when it comes to trying to have sex with it, it's just too much work. It's the groundwork that you have to put together, you have to lay and all that other stuff. It's just really, really hectic. There's just a lot of work that goes into it. And if you're not like sort of guy that's all patient and everything, yeah, well, you know, it's kind of hard. And then she's likely to freak out during, before or after the sex, especially from girls, because she's never had this experience before. So she's sitting there thinking, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't do this. And some of this may come from Christian convictions or traditional convictions or something that came from a strict background where they told you, oh, you can't do that. So they're having these thoughts where their body is telling them something else and you are thinking something else. Right? And also, this is very common. She is likely to get attached. Totally get attached. Because, you know, she just is that sort of thing. Unless, of course, she just decided to pick you out of a bunch of guys. She says, no, okay, I'm going to use that guy to break my virginity so that I can, because I have no feelings for him, because I know girls have done that. Like, you know, I'm just going to have sex with that guy. He'll get rid of my virginity. I don't have to feel anything about him. And that's the important thing, that I don't feel anything about him, so I don't feel attached to him. But yeah, but in most cases, if you're dating her and sort of thing, she's going to get really attached. Yeah, and if you're not looking for that sort of thing there, then you're trying to avoid that drama. And also, yeah, naturally, she's got zero skills. She's never done it before. And all she has is theory or, you know, close shaves and all that other stuff. And finally, you know, it's going to be all very squelchy and squeamish and all that other stuff. So it can be very uncomfortable. But having said that, I'm talking to the virgins out there. You know what? If you feel that being a virgin and all that other stuff, and you are, you know, steadfast and strong-willed, and you want to say that I'm holding this and keeping this for one specific person, do it. If that makes you better. It's weird, because I don't understand how you can have that one specific person who probably deserves it, and what defines deserve and all that other stuff. I don't know. Because at the end of the day, when you meet a person, they're going to give you an impression of themselves that is not necessarily true and all that other stuff. So that's a completely different thing. But if you feel that makes you feel valid as a human being, valid and gives you a sense of self-esteem and all that other stuff, I say go with it. And, you know, for guys out there, don't look down on girls or virgins. And, you know, some people look at it. I mean, back in the days, funny thing is that a girl's virginity was actually a prize. Like, men were like, yeah, a virgin, yes. Let me go for that one because a virgin. Yeah, I like virgins. But now, modern society, guys are just more, douchery, douchebaggery and all that stuff has taken over. I don't know. That's a completely different discussion. Has douchebaggery taken over society? Has it? Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. So, yeah, those are just a couple of things to keep in mind. And if you're dating a virgin out there, remember, in a world where it is so easy for people to just fall into the entrapments of sex and all that other stuff, that person is making a stand. So they're probably going to make a stand for other things as well. So, yeah, but it just depends on what you want in life. Who knows? Who cares? Whatever it is. Tell me what you think. Get in touch with me. info@larryquiriraiu.com, or you can get in touch with me via WhatsApp. No, not WhatsApp. Oh. You can get in touch with me via Twitter at QuidiDi, or get in touch with me on www.ladiquididai.com. QuidiDi, he's got a YI at the end. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me. Next week, we've got Haifa. Whoa! So now I'm going to try and do a Haifa special. We'll see if we can do something there. Could actually make it exciting. Yeah, I've just thought about that. And then also, catch me on ZFM every Friday between 6:30 and 7, show called The Switch with my co-host Kundaichi Yanika, and it is powered by The Movement. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. Peace, love, and happiness to everyone.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?